Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Coming up on 8:29, good morning. You're listening to Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Here's a look at news. Kansas is reporting that it collected $57 million more in taxes than anticipated in this last month. It was the fourth consecutive month that tax collections have exceeded projections in the state's official fiscal forecast. The State Department of Revenue says nearly $603 million in taxes was collected last month. That was 10.5% more than the official estimate of $545 million. Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A frontal boundary is off to our north and west. That's slowly going to be sliding our way, and we'll see a chance of a shower or thunderstorm by later this afternoon. It'll be breezy with a high 81. More widespread rain expected overnight, our low 66, and occasional showers on Wednesday with a high 73. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thanks, Dan. Right now it's mostly cloudy, 70 degrees. A man was stabbed in South Wichita. Police officer Charlie Davidson says it happened early Monday.
When officers arrived, they located a 39-year-old male victim who had sustained a stab wound to his stomach area. And the male had stated that an unknown suspect had stabbed him. The victim was transported to an area hospital for medical treatment, and there is an ongoing investigation.
That stabbing took place near the John Mack Bridge. That's located in the 2700 block of South Broadway. While wounds continue to heal inside hospitals across Las Vegas, outside a massive donation effort is underway.
Hundreds of residents have been flocking to various locations across the city to make donations. Food, blood, water, anything they can to help bring the community back.
Everybody shout! Amen! Amen.
Danita Cohen is with the University Medical Center.
We're getting everything from bottles of water to pizza to boxes of donuts to little kids coming by and handing our wonderful Metro Police officers bags of candy.
The sign-up list for donating blood grew so long, they're no longer accepting walk-ups. Now people have to sign up to donate several days out. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Las Vegas.
A portrait is emerging of the man said to be responsible for the mass shooting in Las Vegas. Here's ABC's Brian Ross.
Not only did he have real estate holdings, but he's a private pilot who owned his own plane. His brother said that he made his fortune in real estate and by gambling and the stock market. He's the kind of high roller the casinos welcome, often with open arms.
Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News there is no way police and first responders can train for a tragedy on the scale of what happened in Las Vegas.
Just incredibly tragic, and you just have to pause and wonder what is wrong. I mean, that is crazy.
Longwell made those comments during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted Show here on KNSS. The former Equifax CEO is heading to Capitol Hill to answer questions about the company's massive data breach.
Former Equifax CEO Richard Smith is set to apologize when he appears before a House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee. He's being called to Capitol Hill to answer questions on the data breach that potentially exposed the personal information of 143 million Americans. In his already released opening statement, Smith says those people affected aren't just numbers in a database, but they're his friends, family, and neighbors. Smith says Equifax was entrusted with Americans' private data, and quote, we let them down. Janae Norman, ABC News, Washington.
Landowners in nearly 20 Kansas counties that were destroyed by record-setting wildfires the past 2 years will be eligible to get money from a $200,000 cost-sharing recovery fund that the state created.
The Topeka Capital Journal reports the State Conservation Commission agreed during a September meeting to establish the Kansas Wildlife Cost Share Initiative. Under the initiative, conservation districts will gather applications from landowners by October 31st. State Conservation Division officials will then consider recommendations submitted by counties and allocate $200,000 drawn from the state water plan before the end of the year. Dry conditions, low humidity, and strong winds contributed to deadly fires that blackened more than 700,000 acres in March. About 400,000 acres burned last year when an Oklahoma blaze moved across state lines into south-central Kansas. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Day 33 with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Time for entertainment news. The Blur with our Blur man today, Jad Chambers. Jad, have you got anything for us today on our lost compadre?
Yeah. We'll be starting with that rock and roll legend, Tom Petty. Has died at the age of 66 in Los Angeles. Just been kind of a few minutes ago, we took a little bit of a look back on Tom Petty's legacy. Rolling Stone writer Alan Light tells us that Petty wrote the type of lyrics that, you know, they kind of sneak up on you.
I don't think anybody has ever written a better first line of a song than "She was an American girl raised on promises." I mean, in eight words, that's like a novel.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an amazing song.
Amazing, yes, you bet.
An American girl. And, yeah, Tom Petty, rock and roll legend, died at the age of 66.
Kind of had the same style as John Mellencamp.
A little bit, yeah. There was a similarity there, definitely. Now, on to, unfortunately, some more somber sort of news. Country Music Hall of Famer Vince Gill making some brief remarks before singing his classic "Go Rest High on That Mountain" at the Las Vegas shooting victims' vigil last night at Nashville's Ascend Amphitheater.
Thank you for the opportunity to come and lift up 58 families who lost somebody last night. And honored to be here as a voice for the innocent. May we never lose our voice. May we never lose our voice for innocent people.
It was kind of a somber night and kind of a, you know, let's all lift everybody up sort of thing. Really nice vigil that they were having out there. Also at the vigil, Keith Urban, recording artist Keith Urban. Very tough story because he had to start that day, and he shared the story at the vigil. He had to start that day by explaining exactly what happened to his 9-year-old daughter.
Oh, wow.
What do you say?
Wow, yeah.
Well, here's Keith Urban's response.
Our 9-year-old, as I was driving her to school this morning, said to me, "Dad, you seem quiet." I said, "Yeah, I'm really, there's a lot of people killed last night." And she said, "Did you know any of them?" And I said, "Not that I know of." And then she said, "Well, then why are you so sad?" I said, "Well, first of all, these were innocent people, horrifically taken."
Exactly.
Well put. Very well put.
Yeah. So that was all last night at the Nashville vigil for the Las Vegas shooting victims. Last night on television, The Voice continuing, Adam Levine, Blake Shelton, Miley Cyrus, and new coach Jennifer Hudson all trying to add to their teams on The Voice. I've got a clip of one of them here. Here's 16-year-old rocker Mariah Formica. She got all four coaches to turn their chairs around with this, her cover of Heart's "Crazy on You." Take a listen to this.
Well, I tell myself that I was doing all right. There's nothing left to do at night but go crazy on you. Crazy on you. Let me go crazy, crazy on you.
Wow.
16 years old?
She's 16 years old and that powerful.
And, you know, she could have gotten by just on the name alone, Mariah Formica.
Yeah.
And that's a cool, there's a pretty name. But,
yeah.
Oh, wow, those tubes, wow.
She's got presence, she plays the guitar, and that was really good. Let me tell you how good that was. This takes you a little bit behind the scenes. This morning, I was preparing this segment of Blur, and I played that cut as I was recording it in. Steve comes in here, and at first, he thinks that that's Heart. Yeah. He actually thought that was originally the band. I said, "No, this is a 16-year-old on The Voice."
Wow.
And Steve immediately says to me, he says, "Go to YouTube, pull that up. I want to see this. I want to see, you know, the performance, the package, see what they've got going there." When Steve says that something is good,
it's good.
Yeah. So that girl.
Wow, she's got a future ahead of her.
She really does. And she, like I said, she got all four coaches to turn their chairs around last night on The Voice. So,
wow.
Yeah. Very good start for 16-year-old Mariah Formica. The new season of the ABC sitcom The Middle premieres tonight. It's the beginning of the final season of The Middle. So how is it going to end? Well, star Patricia Heaton tells ABC Radio that she wouldn't mind following in one show's footsteps.
I can tell you that one of my favorite series finales was 6 Feet Under, when you saw the characters fast forward to the end of their life. I don't think we're going to do that. But I did like the fact that you got to kind of see where they went.
Well, that would be better, I guess, than the way they ended Two and a Half Men.
Yeah, I suppose.
That just seemed like they just kind of showed up and ad-libbed.
Yeah, showed up and sort of ad-libbed an ending. There's been some really bad endings on television over the years, but we'll see how ABC...
Bob Newhart's got to be the classic.
Oh, yeah.
The entire series, after all those years, ended up just being a dream.
Yeah. They sort of Tommy Westfalled it in there, of course. That was what St. Elsewhere, where the whole thing wound up being the dream of some kid named Tommy Westfall.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. And that was one of my favorite shows.
Yeah. And it ended just like that.
Yeah.
Some kid having a dream and looking into a snow globe, I believe, or something like that.
Something
maybe
like
it
was
a snow globe. Well, hey, speaking of ABC's The Middle, Steve does this all the time, so I think I'm just going to go ahead and do this. Promoting a new season of The Middle a few years ago, Patricia Heaton joined us right here on Steve and Ted. We did an interview with her. Ted Woodward did that.
Was she here on the phone?
No, she was on the phone.
Oh, okay.
But she joined us via telephone just to kind of promote what was then, I believe, the second or third season of the show, kind of a new show just getting picked up. And so she was here promoting that. Now it's coming to an end. So, again, that's the premiere of the final season of The Middle. And speaking of season premieres, we've got one that could be a little controversial. It's going to be on television tonight. Here's more from ABC's Jason Nathanson about tonight's premiere of Black-ish.
We get our Hamilton on, man.
It's not the musical part that will ruffle feathers. Star Anthony Anderson says tonight his character will pick a fight with Christopher Columbus.
Here we are celebrating Columbus Day, a man, you know, who didn't even set foot in North America.
His character Dre wants to get rid of Columbus Day and instead make Juneteenth the holiday.
It is the day that abolished slavery. And, you know, he feels that we need to celebrate that.
Earlier this year, Los Angeles voted to do away with Columbus Day, following the lead of Seattle and other cities, a move protested by many Italian Americans. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Some potential controversy there.
Well, it's television. We've come to expect that.
We really have. Of course, I wouldn't mind seeing people get rid of the Christopher Columbus holiday, but for a completely different reason. You see, when you get rid of the Christopher Columbus holiday, that way people can concentrate on the real holiday that's on that day.
Which is?
My birthday.
Oh. I bought this cheap day timer the other day, and it's not in there.
Yeah, it's not there. And you see, if it weren't for Columbus Day, that would just read Jad Chambers' birthday.
So, well, yeah.
Exactly. So that's that could happen there. But again, that's just some controversy.
Well, there's a movie producer named Chris Columbus. So
yeah, that's true. I might have to fight him for it, too.
He's older than you, so.
That's entertainment news brought to you by Pizza John's in Derby. Of course, every day, Pizza John's are fantastic sponsor. They've been in business since 1969. Lunch specials from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. They've got everything you could want there. The pizzas, small, medium, large, and the giant one. Spaghetti, garlic bread, cheese bread, pepperoni bread. The salads. Did I mention the hoagies? Ah.
You're making me hungry.
They've got everything you might want there. 208 South Baltimore, south of K-15 and Market in Derby. Pizza John's in Derby.
8:41 with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Keep it here for the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Bill Roy, plus traffic and weather.
Boys in the case, heating and cooling know that if it ain't broke, don't fix
it. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.